Welcome to the CIW podcast. Can I watch? It's your boy Steezy DZ, aka Saucy D, aka Ghetto Othello, and we're about to watch Under Your Skin. I'm here with Alex. Say what up, Alex.
Yo.
K Rock.
Yo.
Steve O.
C.
Yeah, we out here. It's directed by Jonathan Glazer, starring Scarlett Johansson, Adam Pearson, and Paul Branigan.
Ah.
I don't know who the fuck Paul Branigan or Adam Pearson.
Neither do
Zach
I.
Zach Branigan.
We're about to find out.
So, yeah. What we drinking? We drinking Bud Light.
Okay.
I got some vodka in the freezer.
Where's mine?
Steven. Oh, y'all did it?
Yeah.
You want to drink?
I said no.
Yeah,
you said no.
I said no to the tacos.
No,
you said no to the drink too. I got beer.
I didn't say no to everything.
You came in and was like, we got you a drink. And you're like, nah, I just took a, you know.
I said that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that. Rewind that back. I didn't say that.
It wasn't recording.
We were recording. Now we're live.
We're live now.
So
it's too late to go get a drink?
No, we got you.
No, it's not too late.
It's not too late?
Bud Light?
Oh, you want vodka?
Bud Light.
So yeah. The reason why I want to watch this movie for real, I heard she got naked.
That's the only reason?
That's really, like, the only reason. I heard it's a good movie, too.
It's the only reason we need.
Yeah.
Right? That's all I heard about it.
I heard it was Scarlett Johansson nude.
Yep.
Actually, a thick one, too.
But what kind of nudes? Because all nudes aren't the same nude.
It's like beastier nudes. Is it a tier level of nudes?
Is it a frontal?
There's frontal, there's lower base, and then there's full.
I think isn't it a full frontal?
Huh?
Isn't it a full frontal?
I think it's a full frontal.
Does she got hair?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
Usually they don't.
Does that matter?
Yeah.
No, usually they do because they try to cover it up. You didn't watch Spartacus? Everyone had a bush.
Well, Spartacus?
Never paid attention
because that was supposed to be an old time.
Yeah,
they didn't shave back then.
They did shave. How do you think they took off the hair off their face?
No.
Thought there was just a hole in the story.
It was a bottle.
Thought everyone was walking around with beards.
Touche.
I don't know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, continue.
I was back on the nudes.
Oh. Well, we're going to get this movie started. We'll be back after the movie. Fade it out.
Shit, we're back. We just seen Under the Skin.
How was this a good movie?
I think you guys should just rent Bad Boys 3 when it comes out.
Bad Boys 3.
Because, yeah.
This shit was horrible.
This was a bad movie.
It was like the opposite of what Drive was.
Not a good movie.
I feel like to make a movie like that with like little dialogue, you actually have to like the actor.
Some trash.
You have to like the actor or actress.
There was no liking going on in there.
I have like a little format that we
can you hear?
Yeah. You can talk louder if you want. But fucking
that shit was bad.
Jonathan Glazer directed it, Scarlett Johansson. Face was Adam Pearson.
Face. That nigga got a job.
Face is Adam Pearson.
He became motorcyclist number two.
He actually was like It was the most entertaining part in the movie.
It really was.
Hands down.
When Face came on the screen.
Face. My God.
Did they even give him a name in the movie? There was a name?
No, nobody had names.
No one had names. So we're calling him Face. Nothing against him, but we're just calling him Face.
Adam Pearson, you did a good job. You should get like a gang of roles.
Oh, that's his name, yeah. How did he do a good job though?
He actually made the movie.
Like you cuz I felt sad. No, I felt sad for him.
But she was asking all the questions. He didn't do anything.
He was being him, I guess.
So how was that daughter job?
Because, I don't know.
Like you said, I give him props for putting himself out there, though.
Yeah he did get naked.
He got in the buff. He was in the buff.
Yeah.
He was like, let me hang dog.
Mandingo.
I just feel like this is one of the movies you watch in art class. But you never go. You know how you watch a movie for 3 days? Yeah. Like by the second day, you're like, fuck, I'm ditching that class. I'll
ditching that class to go to another class.
I think Scarlett was just bored and was like, let me take this role.
She's like, yeah, I like this script.
It's she easy.
She only really had like a paragraph worth of
for real.
Of dialogue, really.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think she just got enough money to get naked, that's it.
From 1 out of 10, I think they owe us some money.
Yeah, okay, okay. What would you do? I can't even say what would you do in the protagonist situation, because that situation was fucking garbage.
There was one.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson was mainly the focal point of this movie, so I think she's a protagonist and an antagonist. In the,
yeah, I was about to say, like...
But she's a bad...
She's like an anti-everything.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I can't say I would do the same. I mean, because she became more human.
What do you mean she became more human?
So that means that she had sympathy.
That's what she gained sympathy.
Oh.
So she started, she started letting people go. She started trying to trust humans, and then she got raped by this fuck face.
Yeah.
She got attempted rape. Don't know.
Right.
Well, he didn't put it in.
Wait. Okay.
It's not rape.
I think, because that's why, whenever she, when she met Face, is that when she, that's when she, like, started tripping.
Who's the girl in the beginning, though?
That was the first alien, I think.
That died?
Yeah,
probably didn't complete their mission correctly.
So, yeah. So the motorcycle dude was he killed her?
We'll call him Benson. Benson took her out.
What was the mission?
Benson.
The mission is to harvest humans. That's what they were doing. Like, the human flesh is on the conveyor belt.
I think, like, the creature didn't...
It wasn't a flesh, it was
I just
innards.
Felt like it was a movie that was, like...
The innards.
I think the creature underneath all that black shit, like, the creature from John Dies at the End. Like this, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, John dies at the end. Okay. No fucking dumbass, like, demon-looking ass.
Yeah, shit like that.
It always comes on TV, and I always be like, I question myself.
And John really doesn't die at the end.
He did die.
Because I always say
he dies, but he comes back to life. Like,
I always say that every time the movie comes on.
That's why I imagine, like, the creature came down there feeding
it. It was all right.
Paul Giamatti, right?
Yeah.
It just never went anywhere. Like, I waited the whole
movie. This one, right? Yeah, like, I was watching it, and I was like, okay. She picked up another one. Okay.
Right.
Is there going to be any real conversation? Because all she's doing is asking the same questions in a circle.
Likes, right. Likes and dislikes about the movie, y'all.
Come on.
All right. K-Rock, you go first.
I like the fact that it was, like, a pretty movie. No, I don't know. Like, the scenery was good. Like, it had good shots. But that's about it.
Dislikes.
It was long and boring. The director focused too much on one fucking part. Like, it would be just a bottle, and he would just, like, leave his camera on the bottle.
We got 30 like minutes in that bottle. Minutes. Yeah.
So I'm thinking a bottle got some relevance to do with the movie.
And then it just switched back over, and then you're driving the truck.
It's just a fucking bottle.
Yeah. Did
that. Alex?
It just drug out.
Wait, just...
Likes?
Alright, it did look good, but it was a bit intriguing, but it was kind of predictable.
It was intriguing.
Come on, you gotta figure she's not human. What the fuck is going on? That's about it.
Dislikes?
Yeah.
It was slow as shit.
It was slow.
Like Keenan said,
it was so slow.
He pretty directed, movie. Like, made unnecessary shots.
Yep.
Like, come on, like, what the fuck? You're not driving the movie anywhere. It's like, what are you doing?
There was really no real conflict in the movie. Like, what was the.
My turn.
Your turn, Steve-O.
All right, so likes.
Likes.
Saw a nip.
I saw a nip.
It was Keenan there pointed it out. Mm-hmm. So we saw the nip.
Boom.
We saw the nip.
You saw ass, too.
Yeah, whatever. dislikes.
Oh.
I dislike that we spent 1 hour and 20 minutes watching this. Seriously.
Never get that back.
It's 1 hour and 26 minutes. Hey, my apologies.
I can walk from work in an hour.
I would enjoy myself a lot more than I did watching this.
What else did you dislike about it?
I mean, to give it credit.
Dislike?
Yeah.
There was no dialogue. There was no story. There were just... us wondering what, because we still don't know what the hell is happening on the conveyor belt.
It
kept you in the dark.
Was the conveyor? All I seen was like blood and chunks, and it was being fed to what or where? What sucked dude up?
right.
Like,
yeah.
I like movies where like you're gonna tell me, you're gonna show me something, and then at the end we're gonna be like, that's what happened. Was, yep. Okay. At the end of this movie, I was like. What?
everything we know about the movie is us figuring it out ourselves.
Yeah, and I mean,
I guess that's what he was going for, but
what he was going for was the opposite of what he should have been going for.
Okay, well, you go, D. And I have a question at the end.
Okay, the likes is the only thing I liked is I like Scarlett Johansson in it.
She got naked.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Dislikes?
Flop. I like, no, the shots were good. I like how they, like...
But they did drag on in some scenes.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm gonna get to that. Like, when I started seeing, like, random clips of, like, Earth and shit, I'm like, okay, yeah, she's an alien, but, like, you don't have to, like, lament this, like, over and over. Like, I understand, like, she's just looking at the community and shit and being in awe. Like, yeah. I don't... Like, dude, she an alien, my nigga. Just cool.
Just
like,
crush it.
Leave that alone. Like, there was no dialogue between her and Motorcycle Man at all. Mm. There was no talking.
We still don't know their relationship.
Like, she really had a paragraph of dialogue in this movie. Benson. Like, Drive had way more talking
I'm
than
telling
this.
You, Benson was
But the pimp. Drive, Benson. Drive led Benson. Somewhere. Drive had, like,
Drive had a resolution. Yeah.
Had shit your English yeah, teacher climax, told you yeah, there's to no, put in the paper.
There's no climax in this. Like, was she about to have sex as a climax? No. I don't know.
My question is there something we're missing that critics can see?
I don't.
Is this something we're missing, or is it just like, what the
Apparently, there's a lot that we can't see that critics can see.
Why is that, though?
Because
they have clout, and because they have credibility from, I don't know, attaining some suck dickery. I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know. I think it is that. I think we just find, like, the...
Like we're like the average Joe watching it.
It's not that.
So good. You're saying I should have like a Harvard degree and go watch the
movie? Yeah, like I don't understand. Like I don't understand it either.
If this was the kind of movie this guy made.
Yeah, I don't like, understand. Honestly, I don't understand it either.
Yeah.
No, but that's what it is though.
That's what it is. Yep.
Like I don't
He put it well. I like that.
I don't think it's that though. It's just that cuz we can appreciate a good movie.
We can.
But I think what it is that we can find like funny shit of any movie
Well, once you start watching a movie to where you gotta entertain yourself, it's not a good movie.
It's but there's no, nothing. There was nothing funny about this movie. Listen to me. I was just about to say that. I don't mean this in a bad way, but face
was the only thing we were like joking about.
And on us, that's on us.
That's on
but
us, right?
Face, he actually made us sort of want to continue watch the movie.
Because that, he captured her heart. Maybe the director, I mean, he did that on purpose, obviously.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
I think that was the best part of the movie, when she met him.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Maybe that was like, I don't know, maybe that was like the conflict. Maybe that's when like, she started showing like, human symptoms. I don't know.
That is the part of when she started showing
human symptoms. That was the best part of the film. Devin?
Because it drove me.
Oh, by the way, guys, Devin entered like right before we watched the film. And
Special guest.
I think he fell asleep on it. Did you watch
the last 5 minutes?
Get the hell out of here. You're asleep for like 20 minutes.
It felt like five minutes because he was stuck in
Well, here's the thing.
No one
noticed that you fell asleep.
Blames you.
Yeah.
I mean, he tends to go to sleep in anything. So.
I bet you if this was a Denzel Washington movie, he would not have fallen asleep.
We'll get to that. Likes and dislikes of this movie.
Dislikes, just like not the.
Fuck the likes, huh?
There was no likes apparently.
Dislikes. It was just like I guess it was really no vital point. Seems like. And just like the one shot scenes, really.
The one shots like them just it's a deli. Oh, it's old people.
He took 3 minutes like just showing regular people.
I think it was
like,
more than 3 minutes, but we'll let you have that.
I'm saying in like per scene.
No, well, yeah. And then there was like the scenery shots where there was nothing going on, and I'm like.
Maybe
there's a point to this. Maybe there's going to be a fire somewhere.
I don't know if this
Nothing
was,
ever happened.
I think this was his first movie, right?
Was it?
No, I think he...
He got a good actress to play in his first movie.
I think... Let's look him up. His name is Jonathan Glazer.
It seemed like
it was his first movie, but I know he's like a veteran at music videos.
It seems like...
That's what
like,
it seemed like in the beginning.
What I think is, as a veteran at music videos, he should stick to music videos.
Mm-hmm. How hard is it to shoot a fucking music video, though?
It's not. I shot one like yesterday.
I've seen some good music videos shot in the
We're not knocking on you. Apparently, you're a veteran at this, but if he just did one 2 days ago and he said it wasn't hard.
No, I didn't do it 2 days ago. I did like probably 3 weeks ago, though. But,
like, those shots, they make it seem like it's too short. You need to put more in time. That's why you put like fucking 5 minutes, 3 minute scenes of.
And nonsense. What you can do is contact us if you want us to help you do your next movie.
Yes,
because we got ideas.
We have dumb ideas.
Yep.
But final verdict. Grade, Alex, go. The grade.
Hey,
what though? Oh, grade. We'll go out of 5. Closer.
We'll do it out of 5.
We'll do it out of 5.
Out of 5.
Out of 5.
Out of five?
We'll do it in the order we did our. So it's gonna be
you. MVP? Oh, okay. Can I give a letter grade? Because I feel like it shows more.
Alright, we'll go from A to F.
A to F?
I mean, you guys could do out of 5, but I'd rather get.
Okay, it's gotta be the same, though. It's gotta be the same.
We'll do A to F. A to F.
A to F.
A to F?
Yeah, A to F.
I'll give it a D plus.
Alright.
Okay. Like,
it looked good.
Can you explain why?
Yeah. Like, you had the right idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the excitement, but you just never really
executed it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that.
I give it a C minus.
Oh, you got a C minus.
It's a bit generous.
That's high. It's kind of high.
I was going to give the same grade, honestly.
It's C minus. I like what he was going for, the concept, but it just didn't go nowhere. It's just like,
so you pass him though. You give him a pass.
If it's his first, then yeah, okay, he'll get a pass.
Fuck that.
He's a George W. Bush. That's what he is. George W. Bush was a C plus.
What do you
mean as a president?
I did not say C plus. I said C minus.
No, I'm talking about in class, like
as a president. Yeah. Only because he passed out the stimulus package. That's different. You know what I'm talking about? Stimulus checks, but that whatever. We're not into politics.
Okay. No, Steven, it's you now, and then I go.
He already went.
He's
C-. I'll be real. Look, because if I said, like, D or, like, is it just, like, trash?
I'll be honest with it. I'm going to be dumb honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a C-, just like him. Yeah. The reason is, you had potential.
There was
great potential. The story seemed like it was gonna go somewhere. The beginning dragged on a little bit, like especially the opening scene, because we didn't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah,
and then it just turned out to be an eye. But spoiler.
No, fuck it.
Yeah.
They need spoilers.
You could have literally like
it's not
if
much spoilers, though.
I like the scenery shots. Like everyone else, like loves the scenery shots. But if the scenery shots, they came together and connected in some way, then we would have been more appreciative of the film. Mm-hmm. But they did not. So it was like scenery shots. And then we were back to,
right.
That's my opinion.
Own the reason why.
Well, by the way, this is Steezy. My fucking grade, I give it a D. D flat. Honestly, there was one point in the movie where I was like, fuck this, I want to turn it off.
Yes.
There was one point, like, I really wanted to turn it off. But the only thing that kept me watching it is Scarlett Johansson. And the way he shot the scenes, they did look appealing. I'm not gonna rag on him and say, like he a sucky-ass director. Like, nah. But this movie, I guess this was a bad script. Because I heard this film, It's based off of a book, but it's not adapted.
One of those.
It's not adapted to like play by play, because like in the book, I think she finds out like what they're doing to the humans.
See, that would have been way fucking better.
Yeah, like she finds out, and then she's like,
"I got a question. Why didn't they put that in? Because they put nothing else in it."
Yeah,
exactly.
And then like
didn't have room.
Right, yeah. Right?
Maybe take 30 minutes away from shooting fucking bottles. Like, what you guys are doing to the humans that you take.
Yeah, so, like you said, Steve, there was a lot of potential there, but it was just like, you know, the director, Glazer, was like, oh, let me go somewhere else. Like, I don't like when people don't follow canon material. Like, when there's a blueprint already out, when there's source material out follow it to the best of their ability because the fan base will come back to it.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get even more money. Like,
right? I don't understand it either. Like, you know people like this material.
Already.
So why would you change it so much that it's just not even based on the material? It's just like...
It's just stupid.
It's just basically stealing the name.
But people... I don't know. People like movies like this, though. They like artsy movies with very little dialogue, with good actresses, supposedly.
She's being silent the whole time.
People enjoy stuff like
getting
that.
Naked.
It shows class, I guess.
Nah, she was getting naked and being silent.
So, I mean...
So, my grade...
I mean, you can...
You already know it. It's D flat.
I mean, you can be, like... minimal dialogue from like the main character, like in Drive. That was a good movie.
But Drive went somewhere.
It exactly. Did. It drove
to the point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right.
This shit didn't do fucking anything.
But I'm just saying, you can have like main characters have minimal dialogue, but
it'll still be good. Because Drive had fighting scenes. Maybe that should be the next movie.
Yeah. Y'all want to do that? Because we can
maybe we
that.
Can compare the two. There's really no comparison.
It's no comparison.
It's no just... comparison.
But okay, I had this conversation with
Drive
somebody.
Isn't an A either though.
What?
Yeah, Drive has this
back to.
Sorry.
Let's continue until yeah.
Okay, this movie.
I get sidetracked.
D plus right?
D plus.
K Rock D plus. Alex.
C minus.
I'm pretty sure I went with a C minus.
Steve-O. C minus.
Devin.
C minus. So, okay. Overall, don't even spend your money on this film. This movie is boo-boo.
Wait for Showtime or HBO to play it.
Yeah, and you probably don't even gonna get intrigued about watching it when you see scenes from it. You're going to be like, oh.
But here's the thing. You absolutely have to have an hour and 30 minutes out of your life that you don't mind losing. You really don't. If you don't mind losing an hour and 30 minutes out of your life, go ahead and watch it.
But
final
verdict. Meeting adjourned. Let's talk about Drive. Since Drive came up,
I just feel like if it was a Denzel Washington movie, it would be way better.
That'll be the next movie.
We can watch Drive and do that one.
Oh, that's you? That's your pick?
No, that's not my pick. I already got my pick.
We're okay. Who wants to pick next?
We're gonna watch the Raid.
Maybe before we end our podcast, we should.
Dude, I fell asleep on two.
Get the fuck out of here.
We
man.
Should figure out who has the next pick.
Who has the next pick?
I'm tired, bro.
I can have the next pick. Like you, I said, we'll watch one of the Raids.
Raids? I've seen both of them, but which one do you want to watch?
If we want to see ill fights, we got to watch part two.
Part two is so nasty, bro.
But I've never seen part one.
You've never seen part one. Well, then we're going to do part one. We'll do part one. Yeah, and then okay. We'll do part two.
We'll come back to two.
Because you want to watch part
one. But I feel like you've seen the movie already.
So yeah. We've all seen the movie.
But we will watch it again.
You're the only one that hasn't seen it.
Devin hasn't seen it either.
Oh, yeah. He fell asleep on both.
No.
I don't know. I feel like you guys are biased towards
I'm sorry
it.
That nope. Cold air.
I'll be honest about it.
And turning the lights off make me sleepy.
You went to the movies to watch the second one?
No, he said...
Well, why do you get cold air?
No, because my window stays open.
She's not throwing cold air.
By the way, we're doing this podcast out of my room. It's an amazing room.
For now.
A nice cross breeze. Right? Yeah, for now. But yeah, so you want to watch one of the Raids?
We'll watch one of them. We'll watch the first one because, you know, my boy over here hasn't seen it yet.
It's a subtitled movie.
No, there's a dubbed version, if I'm not mistaken.
You have a dubbed?
I can get a dubbed version.
Of the first one?
I think.
Because I've seen the subtitle.
The second one, we had it in dubbed.
Dubbed, yeah.
Okay. I don't mind. My movie, then I guess I'll get next pick.
Yeah.
All right, you get next pick.
All right.
You want next pick? After him?
Yeah. All right. Why not?
All right, for sure.
We're not watching Peter Pan. We're Robin
Williams. Hook. Fuck. Rest in peace, Robin Williams. For real, though. Hey, I really was about to, like, I fell asleep when I found out he died. Like, it was a nap, and then I woke up, and I was like, recipes Robert Williams on my Instagram. Instagram is like news, bro.
It is.
Like, you can find out anything.
I found out that shit through TMZ.
That's crazy.
Where's that work?
How does TMZ fucking have access to everything?
I have no idea. They probably have access to your freaking ass. Harvey's a good man, okay?
Nah, Harvey, he already...
They work with the government.
I seen him at my job.
Oh, really?
On Father's Day.
Cool. Oh, nice.
Harvey Levin.
Oh, I'm a lawyer.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm convinced that TMZ works with the government.
I'm pretty sure they work with someone.
But
very convinced of that.
But yeah, I was asleep and I woke up and I seen my Instagram feed. I was like, I know he ain't died. And then I think I called Micah. I was like, Robin Williams died. He's like, yeah. I was like, no.
But then it wasn't like he died.
I grabbed my head like this. I was like,
oh yeah,
no,
you were in disbelief,
dude. I was like sad. No, it's like almost when Aaliyah died. Like I felt sad.
When I found out how he died, he
killed himself.
Yeah. But then the way they said it was like
he cut himself up and then he hung himself.
Yeah, like no, like there's a movie. It's called Father of the Year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, did he kill himself like that? Like that? And yeah. I was like, wow. That's crazy.
That was, that's how, what's the name? Fuck. From Kill Bill killed himself.
The old guy?
Yeah, the old
guy. David Carradine?
Yep. That's how he killed himself.
Mm. Yeah, the dude from Kung Fu. That's I remember mom used to watch that all the time.
I used to watch that all the time.
I used to hate that shit.
The legend continues.
Yeah. That legend. Rest in peace, David Carradine, but that show, I don't know. Crazy. I guess I was too young to like fathom it. I was like, mm-mm. I thought this was like one of mom's stories with fighting. Like, this shit boring. They be training a lot. But about Drive? We brought up Drive a lot.
We can't talk about that. That's our next podcast. Y'all need to stop that.
You already said
we are subjected at one podcast at a time.
We already said next week is the rain.
Right. We can give them a trip. Like, you watch shows. They show what's going to happen next week.
Yeah, right. Next time on.
Next time, right. We'll eventually discuss Drive.
Exactly.
Because someone has a man crush on this guy. We're not going to say who out of the group.
Steezy does.
Someone's in love with Ryan Gosling.
he said himself. But all right.
It's cool. All his work, it's cool. It's cool, man.
He can literally make a movie about dirt, and this guy will go out and watch it.
Did y'all see The Place in Between the Pines?
Yes, we did. That was like three movies.
It was terrible?
Ryan Gosling's part was kind of horrible.
No, yeah.
It was but three movies.
No, overall, it was a movie.
The movie wasn't bad.
It was two films.
It was three.
It focused on him, and then it focused on the police dude, and then it's his kids.
You guys think we should talk about this, or?
No. You haven't seen it, huh?
No.
I don't know if we should just talk about this.
I know, because then we won't have anything to talk about on our other podcast.
No, we have
plenty of material.
But we need to stick to one subject at a time.
I know, no, but he's seen The Equalizer. So that's what we were talking about in the beginning.
Well, we can watch The Equalizer.
Okay, we can go to the movies.
Yeah, we can go to the movies and I'll watch that. Yeah, we can all watch it.
Okay. Well, this is a CIW podcast, and I guess we out.
We out.
Yo.
Peace.